The legislature's government watchdog panel has authorized investigators to begin a probe into a discretionary state agency fund that's at the center of an ongoing dispute involving Governor Paul LePage, House Speaker Mark Eaves, and the Goodwill Hinckley School. Eaves claims the school fired him from his position as president after board members were told by the governor that they would not receive $500,000 in state funds if Eaves remained at the helm. AJ Higgins has the story.
Maine lawmakers have unanimously authorized the Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability to follow the money in the Goodwill Hinckley case. Democratic Senator Chris Johnson of Somerville, a member of the Government Oversight Committee, told OPEGA Director Beth Ashcroft that he supports a preliminary investigation into the State Department of Education's handling of the discretionary funds.
I think that what you're looking at here and where that leads to is inappropriate. Way to begin this investigation.
As the legislature winds down this week, passions have risen over the Hinckley School appropriation. Hinckley recently hired Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves as its president over the objections of LePage, who says Eaves is not qualified. LePage says he sees nothing wrong with threatening to halt more than $500,000 state transfer to the school unless its board changed its mind about Eaves. Fearing the loss of the state payment, the board capitulated and fired Eaves, a move that prompted several lawmakers to request an investigation into how the matter was handled. Some lawmakers have even discussed the possibility of initiating impeachment proceedings against LePage for allegedly abusing his power to punish a political adversary. But OPEGA Director Beth Ashcroft says that the investigation would first look into the fund involved at the State Education Department and find out what did or didn't happen in connection with the private school.
I envision that it would be primarily interviews and documents, review of documents that we would seek to obtain.
Depending on what those interviews and documents reveal, lawmakers on the Oversight Committee say it's possible the investigation could be taken to a higher level. Governor Paul LePage responded to the decision saying that lawmakers can do what they like, but that he will not participate in their probe.
They can't investigate me. It's in the Constitution.
LePage says he's protected by the separation of powers provisions in the Maine Constitution and that the GOC's scope of authority does not extend to him. But Ashcroft says LePage's office is an agency of the state.
A state agency means each state board, commission, department, program, office, or institution, educational or otherwise in this state. I take that to include the office of the governor.
Members of the GOC are scheduled to meet later this summer for some preliminary updates into the Hinckley School funding dispute. For MPBN News, I'm AJ Higgins.